400 years ago next week, an Italian inventor unveiled his latest creation to lawmakers in Venice. His name, Galileo, and his invention, of course, was the telescope. To mark the occasion, we turn to Robert Williams. He's the new president of the International Astronomical Union, and he says we're now in the midst of a golden age in astronomy.
A golden age. It is a confluence of some of the discoveries in the past decade or so. We now know that black holes do exist, as exotic as these things are, and that our Milky Way galaxy actually is a host to a massive black hole in the center of the galaxy. We know definitely that other planets exist around other stars. And we know now an amazing fact, really, that the universe is not only expanding, which we've known for almost a century, but it's speeding up. We'd always thought that it would be slowing down because of the universal attraction of gravity. So you go to a cocktail party, you know, you sit down on an airplane, you talk to the people in the seat next to you. Everyone finds what we are discovering about the universe fascinating at this time.
You made headlines in 1995 after you were given 10 days with the famous Hubble telescope. You decided to point it at a seemingly blank patch of sky, and you came up with something that we now call the Hubble Deep Field, a section of sky that revealed 3,000 galaxies. Take us back to that moment. What were you originally after?
I was after the same thing I was after when I grew up in Southern California, got a paper route when I was 12, 13 years old. First thing I did with it was buy a little telescope, and I took it out in a dark night to see what I could see, particularly as the faintest, furthest things. 50 years later, I had a larger telescope. Still felt it was important to do the same thing. I'm a risk taker. And basically, we were taking a risk by using the telescope to point it at a blank area of sky and see what we could see. But I had enough confidence that something interesting would come out of that that I thought it important to do. The fact is, we did find galaxies more than a lot of people predicted, and therefore it moved back the epoch of galaxy formation earlier in time.
At the rate of discovery now, what do you expect to be discovered before the end of your life?
We have currently in science no way of knowing what preceded the Big Bang, or even if it makes sense to talk about what happened before it, because again, time is something that is intimately tied up with the nature of matter, and we don't know what that was. But given the rate at which discoveries have been made, even during my lifetime, I bet that within a century or two, we may well find a way to get information about the state of the universe that preceded the Big Bang. That, to me, would be mind-boggling.
Dr. Robert Williams is the president of the International Astronomical Union, and he's with the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore. He joined us from member station WYPR in that city. Dr. Williams, thank you so much.
My pleasure.